Good morning. I greet you in the name of Jesus. Amen. What a day the Lord has made. We have to rejoice in it because we are the children of God. Thank you, man of God, Elder Doug, for that introduction. Indeed, we are trusting God that God is going to change us. God is going to transform us as we continue to go through the teachings from the book of James. God is faithful and is faithful all the time. Amen. And his faithfulness endures, his faith, his love endures, his goodness endures us forever. Authentic Faith series, that's the series we are in. For those that missed the past two Sundays, Elder Doug gave a very good foundation about this series on faith. And last Sunday we had a wonderful service with Brother Ton, and he also gave some outlines on what we're supposed to do when we go through trials. Today we are focusing on temptation. Next slide. We are focusing on temptation. And we are aware that temptation has been there. We have been tempted before. People before us have been tempted. Amen. And it comes from the enemy. Now before we go into the verse on James, let's just look at the temptation. Sorry, I forgot to put my extra lenses. I had to look for the definition of temptation. What is temptation? And I had to Google. And the definition that came up was that temptation is a desire to engage in short-term urges for enjoyment that threatens long-term goals. So there is a threat there. And in context, as Christians, we would say temptation is the inclination to sin. Inclination to sin. And it also described as coaxing or inducing a person into committing such an act by way of manipulation, curiosity, having evil desires, or fear of loss. That's what temptation can do. So we have to be on the lookout for that. This verse, if we look at the verse of James chapter 1 verse 2, which we have been quoting for the last two Sundays, it says, consider it nothing but joy, my brothers and sisters, or brethren, when we fall into various trials and temptations. We should be assured that the testing of our faith through experience, through what we go through what we see, through what we hear, produces endurance, which leads to spiritual maturity and inner peace. I'm reading from Amplified Bible. And verse 4 says, and let endurance or perseverance have the perfect result to do a thorough work so that you may be perfect and completely developed in our faith. Lacking nothing. Now this temptation comes in different ways. Yes, we are supposed to endure it. We are supposed to rejoice when we are going through temptations or when we are going through trials, when we go through tribulations. But it can come in different ways. One of the ways that we get tempted, I'm sure you may agree with me, is through the things that we see. So vision is one area where we get tempted. The other area could be hearing, things that we hear about. It could be music. It could be maybe someone speaking on the radio or someone just talking to us and we get tempted. Another way could be through touch. Someone is touching in an appropriate way or what, you get tempted. And evil thoughts is another area where one can be tempted when you start conceiving ideas. And I'll show you, I've got a simple diagram just to simplify this explanation. Another way, I'm sure you would also agree with me, is through demonic demonic possession. Many of you might be aware of what we call familiar spirits that the enemy can use, you know, to lead you into temptation. Some of the examples, if you look at the Bible, some of the examples of people that have been tempted. Starting from Genesis, our first elders, our first people that were created, Adam and Eve, and Eve was the first victim of temptation because of what she saw, that fruit, through eyes. Then the devil also started convincing her. Are you sure God says if you eat this fruit, then you are going to die? Are you sure? You know, eventually she has to succumb and to say, if you eat this fruit, you are going to know even things that God knows. So why don't you give it a try? She fell for it. And she did not only eat it alone, she had to take it to the husband. Listen to what this serpent told me. This Satan, he told me to say, if we eat this fruit, we are going to know the truth. We are going to know the difference between good and bad. So why don't we give it, a try? And Adam also succumbed, unfortunately. That's the first example. If you look at other veterans or generals in the Bible, God's generals, King David with Bathsheba, he was tempted through just seeing from afar where he was just walking and he saw Bathsheba bathing, and of course he was tempted. Even Abraham himself was tempted by the wife when she advised him to say, it's taking too long. I don't think I'm going to give you a child or children. Why don't you go and sleep with my maid? And he succumbed to that. What about our Lord himself, the Son of God? God himself, he was also tempted immediately after baptism. We are told in Matthew chapter 4. Amen. We are told in Matthew chapter 4 from 1 to about 11. Three times that the devil tempted Jesus. Three times. Why? I'm sure we know the reason, because the devil wanted to make sure that Jesus does not fulfill the purpose he came for. And Jesus had to use the word of God, which is one of the ways we can overcome temptations. Next slide, please. Or source of temptation. Thank you. In James chapter 1 verse 13, the Bible says, let no one say when he's tempted, I'm being tempted by God. And this is what we should know today. I'm sure you know, because you are readers of the Bible in this church. We are a Bible-centered church or congregation. Temptation does not originate from God, but from our own mistakes, from our own flaws, from our own evil desires, from our own experiences that are bad. For God cannot be tempted by what is evil. He himself tempts no one. God is innocent. God is innocent when it comes to temptation. No one can say, no, I did this. You know, God was just trying to see if indeed I'm faithful. That's why I had to do what I did that I'm regretting today. No, it comes from the enemy. The enemy is behind temptation. The enemy is behind persecution. The enemy is behind our trials. Though sometimes it could be because of our own doing, which is why we are saying it comes from our own mistake. Because of our own desire, because of our impatience, that could lead us to do things that are not of God. Next slide, please. Now, this is the flaw that I had to design, the help of my wife, because I'm not good at IT, so she had to help me draw it up. And like we said, temptation comes through evil desires. So if you look at the center, sorry, I don't have a pointer. I wish I had a pointer, I would be able to explain. But if you look at the top row there, it says sin conceived. So usually in our mind, we conceive the sin, and this sin We could either as church or children of God who are born again, who are strong in the Lord, serving the Lord, could be resisted because we know the consequences. Or this sin, we could fail to resist it. That is on the left hand side. And if we fail to resist, what happens? Then the enemy comes in. He drags us away. He entices us. And usually it doesn't take on once. It says something that could be lingering in your mind. It may take some days or so, or some time or so, but eventually we give in and the devil tempts us. You can imagine in the case of Eve. I'm sure there are many times that she was walking in the garden of Eden, walking about and seeing that fruit. And the thought came in to say, why did God stop us to eat this fruit that is in the middle of the garden? Why? So it kept on boggling her. You know, she kept on thinking about it. But eventually, she was enticed. And the enemy saw an opportunity. The serpent saw an opportunity to say, wow, now she's alone. She doesn't even have the husband to distract her, to say, no, let's go, let's go. No, she's alone. This is the appropriate time. So we get enticed. And if we give in, sin is committed. Sin is committed. And this sin, when it is committed, if we don't repent, when sin is committed, as a child of God, who knows the consequence? We either repent or sometimes we just brush it off and we take it for granted. It's one of those things. After all, so many people are doing it. Even pastors do it. Even others, I can just smoke a bit, something like that. Or we can choose to repent, to say, Lord, I acknowledge this. And usually it comes with the help of the Holy Spirit. This is why the Holy Spirit is important. He'll be there to remind us that this thing that you are thinking about, or that thing that you have done, is sin. Repent. Again, if we don't repent, of course, with temptation, there are consequences. The consequences could be maybe sickness. I've just given a few examples. There are so many consequences. The consequence of sin could be addiction. It becomes part of your life. You start doing it. If it's drinking, watching pornography, or doing evil things, it becomes normal. But yet you are still coming to church. Or you are claiming to be the child of God. Or it could be self-imprisonment. You are imprisoned in your mind. Or it could be even physical imprisonment, where you are taken to court, you are tried, and you are convicted, you start serving in jail. Or the consequence could be death eventually because of that temptation. Now, if we repent, we may get restored by God. But of course, even if the restoration is there, the fellowship and relationship with God, there are consequences that may follow. And I'm sure you agree with me, what happened to Job when he was tempted or when he was tested? Yes, he repented. If he asked, Lord, if he had thought I made a mistake and what have you, but he had to go through that. God had to allow him to go through the pain, the suffering, the persecution. Now, if we resist on the other side, we get restored immediately. If we acknowledge that sin quickly and say, no, this is according to the word of God, and we are convicted by the Holy Spirit quickly, we can get restored. We repent and we get restored. And we can even help others. Next slide. Thank you. Now, why does God allow us to be tempted? That's the question. Why God allow us to be tempted? Why did God allow the devil to go and attack Job? Why did God allow King David himself, who was supposed to be in the war with his people, but decided to remain alone? Usually kings used to accompany his soldiers, why did he remain alone? Why did he wake up from his bed and start walking around of all things and looking around? Why? Why did Jesus himself get to be tempted? What was the need? For the Holy Spirit to lead him into the wilderness, spending 40 days, 40 nights without eating, but he gets tempted. Why? One of the reasons are as follows. One, God allows it so that we get humbled. He wants us to be humbled. He wants us to depend on him. He wants us to get rid of pride. We totally submit to him. That's one of the reasons. And we can get an example from the children of Israel. When they were in the wilderness, they did not have food. They did not have water. All the provisions that they left with from Egypt, they left with a lot of, got finished. And they ran out of food. They ran out of water. And they started to complain. But God, in Deuteronomy chapter 8, from 15 and 16, if you go and read it in your free time, it confirms that God did that to humble them. To humble them. So temptation may come in our lives, for God wants to allow us to totally submit to him. Number two is to increase our faith in him. Amen? And this is the series that we are doing now. For us to increase our dependence on him, our trust in him, our faith in him, that there is no other one who can help us beside God. Job depended on God. David depended on God. Even when he was rebuked by Prophet Nathan, he realized, he cried before God, pleading for mercy. He realized that he has made a grave mistake. So we can learn a lesson from that. Number three, God allow us to be tempted to preserve and prepare us for future. Like what happened to Joseph, who was also tempted. In fact, you'd say he was only tempted by Potiphar's wife, but he had to go through a lot of tests, even by his own family when they were persecuting him. Those were tests. That was temptation. Amen? When he was in jail, he was tempted in so many things, but God allowed that to prepare him, to preserve him for the leadership role that he had to take in order to save the children of Israel. The other reason is to keep us for a new level in life. Again, in case of Joseph. So when we are going through temptations, when we are going through tribulations, I'm trying to encourage you, brethren, that let us remember that God is always on our side if we depend on him, if we have faith in him, and he will see us through. It's either he's preparing us for something big in future, but the devil sometimes is there to make sure that we don't achieve that which God has destined for us. Believe you me, many people that are in prison right now, if you are to ask them and analyze their lives, even see their potential, you would remember to say, indeed, this devil is useless. Look at all these wonderful people that are languishing in jail. Even people that have died, some of them are even better than us. They are more intelligent than us. They are more even righteous than us, but they are no more because of the enemy. Now, the fourth point is God can allow us to be tempted, to go through persecution, to discipline us as our Father because he loves us. And he did that to Samson. Amen? He did that to Samson because he is a good God. Second slide. Next slide. The question is, how do we overcome this temptation? According to the Word of God, we have to use the Word of God. This is why we have to have the habit of reading the Word of God. Let us get equipped with the Word of God. It's a divine weapon that we can use to overcome temptation. And we can learn a lesson from Jesus himself. He showed it, he proved it to us when he rebuked the enemy using the Word of God. The enemy says, you are so hungry. Why are you starving yourself? Why don't you just turn these stones into bread and eat? Why? The enemy started reminding him about hunger, and you know, this person is weak. He's been fasting for 40 days, he's weak. But Jesus used the word of God to overcome him, to overcome the enemy. Amen? Man does not live by bread alone, but by the word of God, which is the spiritual food that proceeds the mouth of God. But the other way of overcoming is to be watchful and pray. And this is what Jesus is telling us. Because he knows that in this world that we live in is an evil world. A lot of temptation, a lot of things that the enemy can use to manipulate us. But he says, be watchful and pray so that we don't fall into temptation. And he made this statement when he was with his disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he was just about to be arrested. Amen? To go through a lot of tribulations, a lot of pain, physical pain, emotional torture. And Jesus encouraged them to say, be watchful, don't sleep. Be watchful. Even with us, we have to pray all the time. All the time, because the devil is always looking for someone to devour. He's always looking for someone to tempt. Always looking for someone to distract from the focus on Jesus. The other way that we can overcome is by resisting this temptation. If the enemy can resist, he can tempt Jesus himself, who is our Lord and our Savior. What about you and me? Who are we to say, know me, I'm strong. Know me, I know the word of God. And we start boasting about our self-righteousness, which is sin. When we see that, or when God shows us to say, here's the enemy coming, and we identify it in spirit, better to run away. The Bible tells us to say we should resist the enemy. And if we resist him, he'll flee from us. Amen? Talk of Joseph. When he was tempted by the Potiphar's wife, what did he do? He had to run away. He did not even hesitate. Amen? By the way, he was not tempted only once, or just for a short. It was for days that the wife was on Joseph's case. Many times. But until the day she wanted the act to happen, but he had to run away. He said, no, enough is enough. So let us learn a lesson from Joseph. When we get tempted, to run away from the source of temptation. The other way is for us to rejoice and praise the Lord when we are going through difficult times, when we are being tempted, when we are going through trials, when we are going through persecutions. Is to pray. That is the best time to praise the Lord. That is the best time to honor the Lord, because he's faithful. He has promised that he will never leave us nor forsake us. It's only the heart that has got faith in God that can praise the Lord, that can say thank you Jesus when you are going through a difficult time, when you are being tempted. It's the time to praise the Lord. And we can pick a leaf from Paul and Silas in Acts chapter 6. You can read it in your free time. Amen. Very awkward time when you are being whipped, when you are being persecuted, when you are being insulted, but you say thank you Jesus. And Jesus himself also did that. My Father, forgive them, because they don't know what they are doing. Even Stephen, when he was being stoned, amen, he said, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they are doing. It's the time to say thank you. It's the time to rejoice. And James himself in chapter 1, amen, verse 2, he says, rejoice, brethren, rejoice when we are going through what? Difficult times. That's what he was writing to the Jews that were scattered throughout, you know, the world. To say wherever you are, when you are going through difficult times, rejoice. That's a time to rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in Jesus. So that the enemy will even be ashamed and give up. Eventually to say, I'm wasting my time trying to tempt Brother Doug, because this man is on fire for Jesus. Then you also give up and disappear. Amen. Let's look at Perseverance is another area, and we are told again in the first chapter of James to say we have to endure, we need to persevere. Amen. And verse 12 also reminds us to say, Blessed, brethren, is the man who is steadfast, amen, under trial, and perseveres when tempted. For when he has passed the test and being approved, he will receive that crown. That reward will be given to the one who perseveres, the one who endures, the one who is patient, the one who rejoices, even when things are not looking normal. The other area is contentment. And for the men of this church who are attending the men's fellowship church, or I mean forum, that we have every Wednesday from 6 to 7 in the morning, you remember the author of that book we are reading emphasized on contentment. We need to be content. A person who is not content in life is very vulnerable to the temptations by the devil, by the enemy. We need to be content with what God has given us. Be content with the career God has given. Be content even with the salary that you are getting now. Be content with the income that you have now. Be content with the spouse that God has given. Be content with the children that God has given. Let us not complain. Let us not murmur. Once we do that, we are opening the door for the enemy to come and tempt us. The other area that we can overcome temptation is patience. Patience in suffering. We need to be patient. God knows what we are going through. He knows our needs. He knows our desires. But we need to wait upon the Lord. And we can learn and pick a leaf from the God's generals, the prophets, amen, who were being persecuted, who were being abused, even the apostles who were being rejected, chased away, beaten up. But even in their suffering, their temptations, their trials, they were patient with the Lord. They knew that he who has started good work in their lives is faithful to bring it to completion. Hallelujah. Next slide. As I conclude, I'd like once again to recap on the following. To say God does not tempt us. We should go with this message in our mind. To say God is faithful. He's a good father. He will never tempt his children. Temptation is due to our evil desires. Our evil things that we love to see, that come from the demands of the flesh. If the flesh is not circumcised, the flesh is in demand and is trying to compete with the spirit, and we give in, that's the result will be that we'll be tempted. We need to have genuine faith in God, and that's the title of today's sharing or sermon, genuine faith in God. If we don't have genuine faith in God, you become very susceptible to temptation. We need to build faith and have faith in God alone. And we need to read the word of God, because the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. We should open our spiritual ears to the voice of God. Our patience, our endurance, our perseverance, contentment, prayer, being watched, being on guard all the time, these are the keys that can help us to overcome the area of temptation as children of God. Next slide. As I continue to conclude, I just want to remind you of this scripture coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 13 to 14. The Bible says, therefore let the one who thinks he stands firm, who thinks he's strong, the person who thinks, with me I can overcome anything. The Bible says, let this person who thinks he's immune to temptation or being overconfident and self-righteous, take care that he or she does not fall into temptation, into sin or condemnation. Verse 13. For no temptation, regardless of its source. No temptation, regardless of its source. We should underline that one. Has overtaken or enticed us that is not common to human experience. So there is no way to say, no, it's, you know, this thing, I don't know, because it's just me. Because at work, they think, yeah, I'm just the only one who can do this. No, no temptation, regardless of it, has overcome or enticed you that is not common to man. Amen? But God is faithful to his word. He is a compassionate God. He is a caring God. He is a reliable God. He is trustworthy. He is able. Amen? He is faithful to his word. The Bible says, he will not let us to be tempted beyond our abilities. Amen? He is able to do what? To help us in times of temptation. Amen? Then the verse continues to say, but along with the temptation, he has in the past and he is now. Amen? He will always provide a way out and will be able to endure it without yielding or overcoming temptation with joy. I can summarize that scripture by just saying that God is faithful. Amen? He cannot allow us to go through that which we cannot be able to handle because he's God. He's a reliable God. Therefore, people at Crossways Church in Hilton, this is what the word of God is saying to you. Run. Keep far away from any sort of idolatry, from any sort of temptation, from any source of evil thing. We should be far away from that. That includes loving anything more than what? God. We should put God first. We should have genuine faith in God. Amen. And we should not be participating in anything that leads to sin, that can enslave our soul, so that God will be able to help us to overcome it. With genuine faith in God, and in the midst of temptation, God can make a broken soul useful in his hand. God is able to change. I know we've made mistakes. I know we are not immune to temptation. I know we might have made mistakes. But God is able to make a broken soul to be useful in his hands. The examples that I gave about Abraham, about Job, about Joseph, these are just people like us. Amen. And some of them, they make grave mistakes. For example, David. But God turns it around. The same woman he committed that adultery with, it's the same woman that made us to have even Jesus through Bathsheba. Amen. That's how God can work things. So let us remember as children of God that God has brought us this far for a reason. He will see us through a lot of temptation. He has done that in the past. He is doing it now and he will do it forever. He will see us through tribulations and many difficult times that we may be going through today or even tomorrow. But let us always remember to be faithful, just like a tree that is planted along the stream of water that Brother Doug gave us a diagram last time. If we remain closer to God and genuinely serving him, genuinely trusting in him, we shall go through our lives, even during difficult times, we should be able to bear a good fruit, and a good fruit that will bring honor and glory to God. May God bless you. May God encourage you with this message. May God revive your soul. In Jesus' name, amen.